Good evening. This is Cosmonaut Planemo, transmitting from outer space in an imaginary bed surrounded by walls of illusion in a fantasy flat in a haunted house on a made-up street. In a town of trickery, in the country of fools, on a planet that has lost its marbles. In a universe that only exists in my mind. That was poetic, right? Close to. Well, we have set a date for my dear furry friend's departure into another dimension. And that is on Thursday, December 1st at 2 p.m. I had an argument with the vet today. We were there on Wednesday. She treated him very roughly. We didn't like her at all. And Ville growled at her because she tried to grab him by the neck. She was very rude. So we just left and went back home. And then we had another appointment today. In the afternoon, where it was planned to perhaps send him to Cat Heaven, but we cancelled that. He fooled death once more, like he has done so many times before, when he has been out hunting for days. And my dad was worried sick and was waiting in the kitchen day and night, keeping the balcony door open even though it was winter, in case he would show up. And sometimes he got home and had been in a fight and had big wounds. He's probably been fighting with foxes and wolves and bears. Now he's snoring on the ironing board where he likes to lay so he can watch out the window. Well, this vet is apparently a psychopath who takes pleasure in using her power of authority granted by her profession. She threatened me to report me to the Animal Protection Organization because I didn't want to kill my cat today. Oh, I didn't want to let them murder him. I don't know why she's doing that. He's not in such a terrible bad shape that he's being tortured or is suffering tremendously. He's just old and a little scrumpy and, you know, like old people, they got the little aches here and there. Don't go off killing them for that, the people. Maybe that's what this society is transforming into. Soon we will start to kill old people instead of ignoring them in homes, starving them to death. Well, so we agreed on Thursday. That's when he's going. Kitty cat tavern. I hope it will be alright. I will demand another vet to be present and have the honor of sending him there. We don't want that egocentrical psychopath bitch to come anywhere near us again. Oh, precis. Yeah, he agrees completely. Well, it's been a horrible week with almost no sleep and aside from the cat, I have been busy with school assignments and creating a poll or survey for a scientific purpose. Must have something good to say. It can't all be bad. Sometimes life is just like that. It's a bad world. Good night, sweet dreams.